I'm Ricky Bevington. You're tuned to Georgia Public Broadcasting. Tupac Shakur is one of the most famous rappers in history. Until his murder in 1996 at the age of 25, Shakur was a figurehead of the West Coast rap scene. One of his most famous songs was with Dr. Dre, California Love. But give me that bomb beat from Dre. Let me serenade the streets of L.A. From Oakland to Sacktown, the Bay Area and back down. Cali is where they put their Mac down. Give me love. So Tupac Shakur's connection to Georgia might surprise you. His mother, Afeni Shakur, ran an arts education center for children in Stone Mountain until her death last year. The property included a statue of Tupac Shakur and a memorial garden. The Shakur family has since removed the statue and sold the property to Stone Mountain businessman Jim Burnett. Burnett wants to keep the garden going for fans and community members. He has commissioned a new statue of Shakur, and he recently took me on a tour in the rain. That sound you hear is raindrops on our umbrellas.
Rumor has it that Tupac's ashes are spread out over the grounds here. Miss Afeni, she did a phenomenal job initially getting everything started. And I just truly believe that God has blessed me to continue what this park is meant to be. This is probably one of the only green space outside of 285 in this area where we actually have a park. We're going to do an amphitheater. We can have concerts. We're going to do weddings. We're going to have Tupac statue. We are talking of doing other statues. Fallen entertainers, people that have died before their time.
For the fans of Tupac specifically, what do you hope this garden will represent?
Number one, it's so peaceful out here. Some of the trees that are planted in here are planted for in remembrance of somebody that passed. One woman came and said, "Can I please see my tree?" And I said, "Well, who was it for?" She said, "It was for a dog."
So this is really a place not only to remember Tupac, but to remember people who we've lost too soon.
Most definitely. And we're going to make sure that it stays. It's a place where people can come. I'm not charging you to get in to come to the park.
What do you want the sculpture to look like?
Well, I'll show you when we go back. We already have the guy who's already started on it. But we want that particular sculpture to look more like Tupac. He will always be remembered. In fact, I promised the family that the Shakur name would never die because I just feel that he's part of our history. I'm not going to be the one that killed that name. So as far as this park is concerned. Now, this area here is a water feature, and all these bricks here are from people that actually have passed. You got in memory of Nina Simone, in memory of Lisa Left Eye, and as other people. We're going to refurbish this and have this water feature continue. Now, that area is going to be cleared out, and that's where the amphitheater is going to sit.
How many acres is this property?
6.5. And we even have a lake behind these trees here. So
tell me about the Tupac house.
This is the Tupac house. This area is going to be the whole Tupac area. That's where the new statue is going to go.
Why move the location?
Reason being, this way Tupac can look over the whole park and just kind of see everything that's going. We didn't want the emphasis to be just strictly on Tupac because we're going to have other fallen stars in this park. Here's the Tupac house.
Oh, and I'll describe it. It's a one-room house, and it has a mural of Tupac that looks like it's in progress.
Well, no, that mural is finished, and this house has been here. They used to have classes in here. It's been here for years, and you can see how good a shape this is in here. All this needs is cleanup.
Well, we can kind of describe it. It's almost like a cabin that you might have spent at summer camp. It's just plywood with screen windows, and it's one room, like a one-room schoolhouse, right, if you're going to have classes?
They used to have classes in this pavilion along with the other two pavilions that we saw back over there. So, this is going to be the Tupac house. We're going to have memorabilia in here. We're going to have TV monitors where people who come into the Tupac house for a concert or whatever will have their own little area. The statue's going to be there. The statue's going to be 7 foot tall.
Is the sculpture itself going to be 7 feet tall, or it will be 7 feet on top of a pedestal?
No, it's going to be 7 feet tall, the sculpture.
We want larger than life, like the man himself?
Exactly. We wanted to make sure that it was going to be where people can stand next to it and take pictures. We didn't want it to be too big.
You've been having a lot of conversations with people who worked with Miss Afeni and also with the Shakur family. How are people remembering her and her legacy here in Stone Mountain?
Oh, man. She was a person that was really inspired to help children learn the arts, dance, acting, or whatever it may be. I know one thing, that she was loved. This neighborhood, people in this neighborhood loved her.
Mama, you always was the black queen. Mama, I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man.
That was Stone Mountain businessman Jim Burnett taking me on a tour of the Memorial Garden that will include a new statue of Tupac Shakur. It's scheduled to be unveiled in September. Find out more at gpbnews.org. Follow me on social media at Ricky Bevington.
Dear mama,
place no one above
you. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you?
Nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out and started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you, cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps she was given, and mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own, and there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Baby, don't you know we love you,
and dear mama,
baby, place no one above you, sweet.
You all appreciate it. Pour out some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me, and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I could pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Baby, don't you know we love you, sweet.
Dear mama,
place no one above you, sweet.
You all appreciate it.
Baby, don't you know we love you, sweet.
And dear mama,
baby,